G'day. Is anybody out there?
Hopefully people can hear us. That's what we would like.
Because we're really interested to see if you can hear us.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to Slimming World podcast. Happy Sunday morning. And just a quick note to our podcast listeners, we're double whammying this one, actually. You may be listening to us on Apple Podcasts, but also at the same time, we are live on Instagram.
Yeah. Which, I don't know where to look.
It is a bit.
We're there, we're here.
It's all a bit ago, isn't it, really? Yeah. So welcome and thanks for joining us. A quick note, actually. A couple of things that we need your help with. We're going to get into your listeners' questions and all that kind of stuff in a moment, because that's what this episode is about. And let me tell you, we have received approximately 80 comments for us to talk through. That's how many of you are joining us now. It's super, super exciting. But a couple of things that we need your help with. Number one is, if you're listening to this or you enjoy podcasts, go subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify, and also you can find us on Anchor. That'd be much appreciated. We're loving your ratings and your reviews.
Yeah, so kind of you.
Yeah, we're going to give a special mention to a few of you that have left us reviews in the last couple of months as well. Thank you so much for doing that on Apple Podcasts. It really makes a big difference. Now we've made the charts because of that.
Charts?
We've made the charts. Can you remember back in the day, the top 40?
Of course I can bloody remember. I'm nearly 40.
Well, the charts, we've made the Apple Podcast health charts. We are now a regular feature in the top 100 podcasts for Apple Podcast health category. And the other thing that we need your help with is we need your help to vote.
Yeah, please vote. So, we're begging.
Yeah, what's happened is a few of you have contacted us to say we love your podcast so much that we would like to put you forward and nominate you for the Listener's Choice category at the British Podcast Awards.
Mental. It is. Seriously mental.
We've been going for 3 months, but that's how much you're telling us you enjoy. So the way that it works is we need as many nominations as possible in order to actually get noticed and potentially win. And if you go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote, you can search in there for the name of our podcast and you can stick a vote. It takes literally 60 seconds.
Not even that. Yeah, we'd be eternally grateful. Absolutely. And if you could share that and share it with your friends. Another thing, if you are listening or watching live, tag a friend in it. Get someone else watching. We've got, we should mention some people that are watching, shouldn't we?
We should. Well, we'll just say the at mention on that thing.
Oh, sorry.
The reason we're saying that is you may have someone who is part of your group, who you know is struggling with weight loss. They may not even be part of Slimming World.
Yeah.
Just doing their own thing, and they need a little bit of motivation on a Sunday morning. Then that's where we think, if you at mention them here today,
wake up with us.
Wake up with Anna and Claire.
Hiya. Somebody's asking on the live, which one's Anna, which one's Claire?
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm the one with the big gob. I'm here.
Stripey Anna.
I should have been in leopard print. What happened? I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, we've developed this thing where, I mean, I always make the effort for you. I always wear leopard print because Anna loves leopard. What colour leopard she doesn't have isn't worth knowing.
I've got my coat, my green coat there.
Oh, yeah, have, no. Yeah.
I even coordinate the baby in matching leopard now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very cute.
But actually, today we're in my living room / kitchen, because the last few Sundays I've been taking you out, haven't I?
Jesus. You have. Sorry, I need to move up to my... You have been taking me out, and I'm not ready for that today. I can't get, like, wet and soggy and any more dogging. I've had a long night with my poorly sick mother. No. We've got lots of coffee and lots of Diet Coke to get through. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be hiding. Someone's just asking why I'm hiding. To make sure the podcast is recorded, we've got to make sure that we're talking into the mic and not like looking at the Insta. Yeah. So the way I'm positioned,
if you could see the technical, the background technical here. In fact, I'm just going to put our light on.
Look at the light.
Did that make it? No, it didn't at all, did it?
We've got sellotape.
We feel better.
We've got lights.
We've got the selfie light, which you know, J-Lo has. All the Jenners have. I bought the same light. Makes no difference at all. Anyway, let's say hello to you, because we can see that right now there are, well, over 20, 25, 27 of you watching.
Good morning, Instagram.
Yeah, Hayley, Guacamole's Good, Michelle, Stevie, Adele.
Andrea.
Yeah, who else? Maria.
Maria, another Maria, Lisa.
Dina's here.
Do you ever find, like, your Instagram name, like, it's quite, some of them are quite hard to say, and I think, oh, I'm going to come out with a really rude word if I pronounce it how I think it is. Hannah. Hey, Hannah.
Heywood, thank you for voting for us at the British Podcast Awards. Much appreciated.
And hi to Matt as well.
Yeah. Brister.
Emily Veggie. Yeah.
You're right, love.
Below Alexandra, Slimming World Helen,
oh.
Whitney X. Now, Whitney, I did a walk the other day, and Whitney X was on our Insta Live on that one too, and I still couldn't say your name. One day I'll have to say it. You might need to put it out phonetically for me.
Oh, yeah, because remember, I'm dyslexic, so everything needs to be phonetic. Who have we got? Is that?
Yorkshire Lass. Got to be careful with that one, haven't I?
Yeah.
Some of you might change your names just to catch us out.
Who have we got? Another Laura. Oh, is that the Laura I think it is that likes a walk? There's lovely Andrea.
Andrew's on here. Yeah, you know what? We've got a few male listeners.
Shout out to the boys. Yeah. Hello, boys.
we've actually got... we've got a number of comments from guys this week.
Yeah, so. We've had loads of interaction, loads of questions being asked, and that's so nice because men are such a kind of small amount of members in Slimming World groups. It's so lovely that you're listening to us. So big shout out to the boys.
Fantastic. Guacamole is watching from sickbed. Oh,
better soon.
Hi, guys. Right, well, let's crack on because we're here to... do record a podcast and obviously do the Insta Live stuff as well. But this is how we normally do it, right? We just get, I've screenshot all of your comments over the last month. You've been emailing us. You can email us, by the way, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And then you can obviously send us the DMs like you do. You can send us the comments on Instagram, which is @slimmingworldpodcast. So, yeah, loads of comments.
So many comments. And I have to say, like, our inbox pings all the time. And we try to get back to as many of you as we possibly can. We are reading them all. And hopefully today we'll cover all the questions that you guys have been asking.
Yeah, right. So here we go. Here's some of your comments. So the last, we do a listener's question episode once a month, so you cram them all in. A lot of you love the fact that we were reading out your names, so I'm going to put my glasses on. Oh, you've got your glasses on.
I can't see anything. Right, I have to tell you guys on the live, I swear so much. So, like, my swearing can be edited out when we're not live. Not today, it can't. So if I suddenly stop talking, it's because I'm about to drop an F-bomb and I'm not allowed to.
Shouldn't we look more intelligent with our glasses on?
No.
No. okay, let's have a look. So Bobby Gill says, I've been listening to your podcast and there's an incentive to start the week right with a long dog walk. Can you imagine my delight when you mention my message to you on the podcast today? Could you do 2 episodes a week, though, to keep us all going?
Oh. We would so love to, but... between Claire and I, we're running like 2 businesses, working, bringing up kids, trying to live. Like, we literally shoehorn our episodes into a Sunday morning, don't we?
We do, yeah.
And I literally have to barter for time with the husband. So we would love to, maybe in the future, when we've got the TV show.
Yeah. We've got to have dreams. Rowena discovered our podcast last month, has found it really inspiring to get back on track after quite a few months of faffing about, putting it back on what I had lost. We've been there.
We know about a faff, love, don't
we? Absolutely. Worry. Right, let's see who else we've got. Shire Kit Kat, like that name.
Oh, love that.
We fill the gap in the market with a fun, inspiring and We Are With You podcast. That's what we wanted.
Thank you. Yeah, that was our dream.
Yeah. Rachel's Healthy Lifestyle sent us a congratulations. Thank you so much for getting in the top 100. And said that she was jumping up and down when she heard her comment read out on the last listener's question episode. And her son thought that she had gone even more crazy.
Oh, bless you.
Love it. Let's have a look. Who else? Miss K-Cup has found our podcast in the last month. Love catching up. Sarah Smith, SW, loving the podcast. Finally caught up with all of them so far. She'd been waiting for a Slimming World podcast for some time.
Oh, I had a lady join me the other day in group and she said she'd binged, listened to all our episodes and then found out where I was in group to join. How nice is that?
Absolutely. Right, so we're getting some comments here from you on Insta as well, which we will engage with. Ideas for pack lunches, Andrew.
Yes, Andrew, we were talking about this on message, weren't we? I've just been looking at this book, Free Food on the Go. Can you see it? It's got, have you got it, Andrew? And the little book of lunches. It's a really cracking book. We were just talking about tuna scotch eggs, weren't we, Claire? Not really a fan of a tuna scotch egg. Hot tuna round an egg.
Scotch egg generally.
Oh, no. Andrew, have you tried these? Can you see it? The scotch eggs on here. These are great for a packed lunch. Really good with a Slimming World sausage or a Heck sausage. Use a healthy extra B breadcrumbs around a boiled egg. You can't go wrong.
Claire disagrees. The things that Anna gets excited about. You know, like the supermarket sweep episode that we did a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I love that.
So many people have said, what is she on? Can I have some?
I'm like that when I go around the supermarket and I find... You should have seen me in Asda. So my raffle prize this week, wasn't it? It was granola and it was on special offer. Oh my God, I was nearly, jumping out of the trolley.
Because it was £1.19 instead of £4.50.
Exactly.
That's fair play.
But literally, I was hyperventilating in Withenshaw Asda. So big up to the man stuck in the shelves for not having me arrested.
Andrew's just asking to send it over. The free food on the go, you can get on the website, or if you're part of a group, Andrew, you can pick it up then. The thing that I love doing, you can make your little sandwiches, can't you? Obviously.
Ooh, I love a sandwich.
I love a crisp sandwich. You can get pop chips, which are only 3.5 sins for the 17 gram bag.
Shut the front door.
I've got some actually.
I'm abstaining. But thank you.
But I mean, the thing is, the reason it's 3.5 sins because there are about 4 crisps in the bag. But then I like putting that with my, get the Edam cheese slices. Two of them, I think, is your healthy extra A.
Like bit a of ham.
Yeah.
So Leodama light. Yeah.
Then you can use, you can get the bread and then you've got your healthy extra B, you've got one of your healthy extra A, crisp sandwich, bit of ham, and then it feels a bit like a little treat, doesn't it?
It's hitting all the food groups too.
Yeah, well, you need to put your speed in it. You put a bit of lettuce, an apple afterwards. No. I mean, it feels like you're a 4-year-old going to school, doesn't it? But whatever gets you through.
No, that's when you have dinosaur ham like my little lady asked for.
Oh, dear. Right. So Basil and Blossom said that they nearly crashed the car on the way home when they were driving the other month when they heard their name read out on the podcast. Hopefully you won't crash this time.
Yeah, please don't.
Absolutely.
Why are you claiming against your insurance, madam? I was listening to At Food for Thought podcast. Yeah, not a good call.
Let's have a look at some of this. Andrew, can we do every week? Well, we might not do our podcast live every week, but I did do a walk on my lunch break the other day and a lot of you joined in. So we might have a look at something like that.
I could take you on the day in the life of Daisy and Anna Mangan. I mean, like Lego and Play-Doh and nappies is loads. Loads of fun, isn't it? Loads of fun.
Hiker Trash Healthy asked whether we could start a Facebook group for the podcast listeners. At this stage, what we've decided to do is we've just decided to put all our energy into Instagram because we're really tight on time and we want to be able to do stuff at really good quality. And we know that Instagram is a really big growing place for people who are doing Slimming World.
It's massive.
To focus our attention. So it was something that we talked about, but we just felt that we've got access to reach more of you and do better things using Instagram. So that's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Right, let's have a look at some more. So Brister, I'm guessing this is, who I think may be listening live with us on Insta as well. Say hello on the live feed if you're still there.
Yeah, if you are, give us a wave.
So here's what you wrote to us, Brister. You said, guys, just to say thank you, it's a good podcast, quite new to the podcast world, but quite old to Slimming World. Not had a great deal of success, stumbling really at the first hurdle. I'm on a cycle of starting and stopping. I don't get any real success. I fall off and then I'm off for a few months, come back, and so on and so on. I guess if there's a question, can you cover on the podcast? I just don't understand how we can how I can really get through to myself, or any tips you've got to help me. Interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of you will do that. There may be people who are listening to this podcast who know you probably want to get back to group. You've kind of gone off on your own little route for a bit, or you're watching this podcast thinking, I probably really should rejoin.
Oh, she's here. Hi, babe. You're on the live.
And I think there will be lots of people in this situation. I've definitely done it.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I joined 23 blinking times.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm on my fifth rejoin. So, yeah.
I think what you've got to decide to do is that you're not going to quit anymore. That you're going to keep going even when it gets blinking hard, even when you hate it, even when you know that it's not giving you what you want. You've got to decide that you're in it for the long haul, because otherwise you're never going to see it through to the good bits if you give up at the bad bits. You've kept it going this time. Do you know what I mean? Like, you haven't quit. You could have quit many times. But I think it's deciding, I want this more than I want to quit.
Also, I think sometimes you just have to accept that life is not a straight line, is it?
Oh,
and that actually there will be bumps. And sometimes life is more important than losing weight and forgiving yourself for that reason. And maybe actually the truth is, Bristfor, is that there probably have been things that maybe needed more of your attention at the time.
This isn't about perfection.
No,
it's about the keeping going, because if you give up, you're always going to have to restart. And when you've got to restart, head fry, isn't it?
But then we come back to this thing which we talk about a lot, of the on plan, off plan, being good, being bad.
I don't have it in my life. I'm not bad, I'm not good, and I'm not on plan, I'm not off plan. I'm just food optimizing. No, I am.
Not literally. I could just take, I could chop this and like Slimming World would ooze out, right?
No, but I mean,
understand what you mean. Yeah. And we have to all watch our language around this, don't we? Because as soon as we start to hear ourselves say, oh, I'm being good today, then we've got to say, well, like, actually being bad, because we are allowed a cake, we are allowed ice cream, so we have to watch our language better.
There's nothing bad about it. That's the whole point, isn't it? Because if we talk about being bad, then somehow that's a negative connotation, whereas actually you've had a bit of cake, you've had some ice cream. It's more about exploring why you got to that place where you needed that food that maybe you're using as a comfort. And that's the really hard bit, isn't it, to look at the emotional side of how you use food and alcohol, because we don't want to admit that sometimes. It's easier just to bury it than deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about in group, what I'm slowly starting to realise is like this kind of looking at the word addiction, really, and thinking how actually everybody has some kind of addiction. And it's just a series of behaviours of how we kind of use as a coping mechanism when things stress us out or go tough. Some people have really serious manifestations of that addiction, in that they might go on and take serious class A drugs or have a problem with alcohol or whatever it might be. Other people, that perhaps more of us, actually our kind of manifestation is for using food. And so this is a serious thing that we have to learn how to do the lifestyle, not just to be good and be bad.
Because otherwise you won't ever keep the weight off, and you'll never make a long-term change.
Absolutely.
And also you just feel rubbish most of the time because you're trying to be good when you've been bad, but you've never been bad in the first place.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, we'll just say a quick hello. Thank you to so many of you who are joining us on this Sunday morning at 9:30. Positive Amy is in. Sarah Smith, we said hello to. She's there. Jules is there. Jam Bonden.
Oh, just a Jam Bonden who said about my jumper. It's now half price in Matalan. I think I paid 14 quid, but it's £7. Get on the website, love. It is very tenty, though, so just beware.
Perfect for a Sunday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Jules is here, Ad Mads as well. Annie Johnny H, yes, we know we've got some of your comments here as well. So thank you all so much. And what we were just saying, actually, if you're just kind of joining us, make sure if you know you've got a friend, someone who is lingering around on Instagram or might just need a bit of help, you know that they've been struggling with their weight recently and beating themselves up, or they might just need a spoonful of niceness on a Sunday morning, just at mention them and tag them into this Instagram live now so they can find out about what we do. Hello to those of you on Instagram who haven't actually ever listened to our podcast as well. We're on Apple.
Yes.
We're on Spotify. We release a new episode every Monday. Let's have a look at some more comments. So we had one from Monte Cristo. who said, listen to your latest podcast. I wanted to thank you for putting together a great podcast, really useful support tool. She lives in Bristol.
Hiya, Bristol.
And she's got her mom listening now too, so you can add Somerset to your list as
hi,
well.
Hi, Mama in Somerset. Oh, I love that.
We like collecting locations, don't we? Because we're finding we've got people in Hong Kong, in New Zealand. Yeah. America.
Yeah, all over the shop. London,
Ireland.
Cardiff. Yes.
Germany. Austria.
Australia or New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've had loads.
We're collecting all of your locations now. It makes us think, look, we're sat here. We started recording this here in my kitchen.
Oh my God. And now look where we're at. Back in our kitchen.
Right, let's have a look. Next one.
Bristol crew! Oh, hello, Marvin in Worcestershire.
Oh, here we go. Now, I knew Whitney X had put a comment to us. This is it. It talks about weirdest way day rituals.
Oh.
She weighs on Monday at 5:30 and can relate to the idea of not wanting to eat anything. But I think my weirdest one... This is exactly what I did the other week, is that I've tied my hair up. Does this actually make a difference?
I wish you'd actually seen Claire in group yesterday, right? So picture this, the scales are closed, right? It's 8:30, we're ready. So Claire does what can only be described as a striptease, which was fine, we're used to that. But then she wants to weigh with the dress on. Without the dress on.
I wanted to
with
see,
the dress
does it
again.
Make a difference?
The whole group were watching beautiful Claire strip out of her green corduroy dress.
I know, there were two men there as well.
They were loving it. It's mad, isn't it, how we get
it
into
it did make
these
a
cycles.
Difference, I'd like to say.
It did.
It made a pound.
Oh, I thought it was,
no, it was a pound.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it was it's the psychological stuff, isn't it, of the not eating, the eating. The biggest tip I'm going to give you, do the same thing every single week. Consistency is the key to the scales, as in if you weigh at 5:30, have your breakfast and your lunch and all your water and it will be fine. Because what you're not getting is a real weight loss if you're just starving yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
What else have we got? Emma Dollface sent this picture where it was like, I think, is it comparing... different types of food.
So it says Slimming World versus Real World and how we have things that are free food categorised and then things that are sins. And it was all about, basically, you see these memes and all these things floating around Instagram and Facebook and all trying to say that basically food optimising doesn't give us the real kind of realistic thing of what calories does and how to lose weight and psychologically allows us to just go and eat an unlimited amounts. So I was just explaining to lovely Emma that basically these pictures don't ever tell the full story, do they? And also the real essence behind Slimming World is we don't want you to get caught up in numbers and obsessing about, oh God, you know what, a banana's X amount of calories, but a chocolate bar is X. So I mean, I pick the chocolate bar because it's the same as the banana. We want you to pick about health and nutrition and fullness and adopting a great relationship. Mm. So yeah, you do see loads of rubbish floating around. So I always take it with a bit of pinch of salt.
Mm. I'm morning to Debster.
Oh, my brother's here. Hi, Coffins. You're right, Wolf.
Who are we got? Debs, who's still sleeping. Sunny Dartford. Hey, Sarah. Miss Cake up in Durham. Andrea, well, we know
Andrea's
where you are.
Andrea's just wetting herself at me. Andrea, where were you this week? That's all I'm saying.
Andrew's in Malvern. Hey, Bristol crew is jambondon. Positive Amy joined late because she was busy having her second food-optimised breakfast
Good
of
call,
the day.
Love.
What was it? What was it? That's what I want to know. Lil Mona, sneaky listening at work. Oh, I love that.
I love a sneaky listen. I don't know if anybody listens to Radio 1. They've been doing about all the sneaky listeners and trying to get people to just get good things on at work rather than like really awful music and stuff. So,
hello. Vicky has also joined us. Hey, Vicky. Sarah Dartford says, please tell me about chocolate and broccoli craving. It went down like a lead balloon yesterday.
Oh, dear.
We need to set some context in this, don't we? Because
I don't dip broccoli and chocolate.
There are two things that I've learned from you, Anna, doing this podcast.
Oh.
Number one is that there are four types of broccoli.
Yeah, I think there's more. I think there may be more, actually.
Okay.
We're going to investigate before that I know of.
And I keep in my head hearing Daisy say, Mummy, trees.
Yeah.
Every
she
time.
She loves her trees. Mummy, trees, yes.
So many trees.
Mummy, stop giving me trees.
And the second thing is, you said to reduce craving for chocolate,
yeah,
there is a food substitute for every single food. Every and craving. If you eat more broccoli, that will satisfy your chocolate craving.
Seriously, like, and I'm not, listen, chocolate tastes great, right? We love it. But actually what your body is craving is certain minerals and sugar hits and all sorts of stuff. So broccoli has some of the same vitamins that are contained in chocolate, so it can reduce the cravings long term. When you sat there and you want a bar of dairy milk, I'm not suggesting you get a head of broccoli out and you chew it. But what I've found is that long term, adding broccoli into a lot of what I eat helps reduce that need for chocolate.
Oh, look, Hiker Trash Healthy says, Anna started a broccoli obsession for me. Tried my first purple sprouting broccoli the other day.
Well, yeah, you see, I love a bit of purple sprouting broccoli, but what I did, oh, I roasted it. Oh, don't do that. It was like farts. It was awful. Sorry. It tasted so bad.
Dude. Dempster, you're asking, do you feel there's enough support for Target members? Now, we're going to look at this for a future episode, aren't we?
I'm really passionate about this. Obviously, as a consultant, having been at Target many times before, yeah, and that's a real kind of passion of mine, and trying to make sure that you get enough support. So don't worry, it's on the list.
Mm. So looking back to some of your comments that you sent over the last month, Annie Johnny H, who I know is on our live Insta, wants to hear about SP days, the benefits, burdens, ideas how to cope without free foods, if that's what the idea is.
No.
I've never tried SP, not sure how I'd manage. And this is perfect timing for you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I have got, I can't remember what I set my target, either 9 or 13, no, it's £13 to Target. It's the hardest £13 of my entire life. Give me 5 stone to lose. It's much easier. So I'm going to do SP next week, 4 weeks. Because I was, when SP came out...
7 days, all meals.
Yeah. Because, right, let me put this in a context. When SP came out, I was what's called a team developer for Slimming World. So it's like a manager, just below a district manager. So it got brought to us first. We get asked to trial it. And I'm like a pasta freak, you know that. I cried in this meeting when they said about SP. So I went on in it in 2.5 weeks. Now, let me tell you, I've been messing around big time before I did this. I lost 10.5 pounds in 2 and a bit weeks. And what I found was I was fuller. I was really energized with it. I was really working, whereas I'd become a bit lazy as a food optimizer. So the premise behind SP is not about starvation. It's not about deprivation. It's not about cutting things out. It's about knowing that protein rich foods and speed rich foods are going to boost your weight loss more than anything. So we know from time to time that you just want a big kick, don't you? And you want to shake it up. So it is about really, really structuring it, really planning it, not kind of saying, oh my God, I've got to cut this out, because that sends you in a wonky headspace, doesn't it? One thing to bear in mind, if you are a jacket potato fan, a Muller Light fan, bananas and grapes, and you are losing weight and you're feeling fab, you don't need to look at extra SP. This is if you really want a boost and you are really happy to go and look at the protein and the speed food and really maximize it. Because if you do, oh my God, you will really, really love it. Like I always substitute things like butternut squash waffles or chips for potato. I go and make sure like I have, what are they called? I have to do a... I want to draw you a picture. Courgette. That's the one.
How was drawing was a drawing, shape that looked like a TV for people on listening? It looked like a TV. If you'd done the spirally kind of hands, I would have got courgette.
Okay. Courgette, spaghetti, like with noodles, spag bol. Because I'm really about texture. I also just love things like an omelette pizza. So I really make sure it's really enjoyable. Have a big steak, have things like swede. Big shout out to Michelle and Pip in our groups who love like swede topped things as well. So yeah, SP is not meant to be torture. I will keep you updated. I'm going to do 7 full days.
Okay, let's just get some reaction. Some people say, yeah, they love the starchy carbs. And Milia says, love the starchy carbs. Let's just have a quick look. All positive Amy told us what she had for her breakfast.
Ooh, that
came back
nice.
To us.
Half-sin sausage,
chopped up green pepper to use it out of the fridge, baked beans topped with melted Hexe cheese. Going to Australia this week. Just popping over.
Oh, have fun.
And I need to
not
have
jealous.
All the bits out of the fridge. That's interesting. Let's have a look at some more. So we're darting about because we're kind of live on Insta as well. Deb's to come back and said, I've had a massive weight loss and been maintaining for about 6 months. I'm starting to revert to my old behaviours like secret eating. Now, Debster, our next episode, which we're going to record, is how to stay the same, how to maintain on Slimming World. So I think that you need to stick a note in your diary about that one. Maria says hi from Leicester and says, agree with what you said about still eating before weigh-in. I weigh Tuesday 9:30, Mondays I work nights. I had my gains after a night shift, but I'm back on the losing streak. Good for you, Maria. I prefer morning weigh-ins. That's just works for me. I like to get it out the way. Maria says she doesn't lose weight on SP, but...
I would always say, and to anyone that feels like that, oh, I'm gutted that you feel like that and that's happened. But I think sometimes, and I'm not saying, I don't know your case, so I apologise if this isn't the case. A lot of people try SP on the back of something that's been quite high sins, or, you know, on the back of a holiday or a high weekend. And actually what it gets you is a maintain where you would have gained weight. So I would always think about doing a full week, making sure you're checking everything. Because the thing I see as a consultant is people thinking things are speed, thinking things are protein, not getting the 50-50 balance, sinning in things that they can't sin in, like, you know, pasta and stuff. So always go back to basics, always make sure that you're getting the healthy extras in, and get the food diary done, because then your consultant can have a really good look at it and kind of go through and have a look at why you might not have lost weight.
Yeah, and you know what, if free food works for you, free food works for you. Funny enough, this week I've gone back to doing the weight loss planner. I actually have it on my phone.
Oh, I love that.
And what that does for me is, sometimes I find with the paper food diary that I can kind of cheat and make up some of the sins, but I can't lie on the weight loss planner. And so yesterday what I realised was I had 38 sins. I only had 4 speed foods and 2 free foods.
Right.
So, I was eating things like mug shots.
Yeah, so you're not getting the speed. Yeah.
So already instantly just looking at that, I've not really even got the free food in. I could reduce some of my sins by having more free food and up my speed. So you just got to kind of find what works for you. And there's such a tweak. And I mean, we all sound like mad people talking about this, but that's why we've got you guys and we're building this community so that we can all sound a bit mad together.
Just one thing to really, I'm putting my consultant hat on. The premise of weight loss with Slimming World is free food and food optimizing, and all of it is unlimited. So that's why SP is like another arm that's in another book. You don't need to worry about SP. It's just there if you want it. Free food is the thing that's going to make you lose weight. And the more of it you eat, the faster your metabolic rate will go. So this isn't about starvation. This isn't about trying to cut things out. This is about really making free food work for you. And there are things that you can eat and do that will boost your weight loss more than others. So I'm always a kind of like detective and looking at how can we do it. So we were talking in group yesterday, weren't we, about like a jacket potato and baked beans. Brilliant food optimized meal. But could you do something with that kind of meal that could boost it more? Could you make sure, I don't know, look at half the beans and add some mushrooms and some onions into it? Could you make sure that you're getting 1/3 of that being salad? You know, if you're making a spag bol, are you realistically, when you put the meal together with the pasta, the mince and the veg, is it 1/3 speed? Or are you kind of kidding yourself that the tin of tomatoes and the half an onion is the speed? So if you're not getting the result you want, always strip it back. Always be your own detective.
Absolutely.
Oh, I get really passionate. My hands come out. Can you see?
Right. Let's talk about something which is topical, is timely, and was also, it leans into the subject of our last podcast. So the last podcast was called Let's Talk About Sins, Baby. A play on the words of Let's Talk About the popular 90s song that came out in the charts. But Easter, right, it's coming, it's next weekend, and I put a post on our Instagram feed where as soon as I walk through my local supermarket, I am smacked around the face with rows and rows and rows of Easter eggs. And in the old Claire would have easily, every time I went shopping, bought one of those, gone home and consumed the whole thing in one go. So I really, just that temptation is there all the time. And the chocolate thing, the sins thing. And actually, it sounds like quite a few of you sent us comments saying, geez, yeah, some of you have given up for Lent. Georgina has given up chocolate bars for Lent. Kirsty was saying how she uses the skinny whip bars from B&M, only 4.5 sins.
Ooh,
to get
good at skinny whip.
You've got to find the cheats, haven't you?
Yeah.
Two wise slimmers put that they love Cadbury's fruit and nut, but they might use some of that as their sins. They were going to treat themselves. Sin-free LPSW, reach for the broccoli.
Love it.
And then someone also saying the problem after Easter. So if you're listening to this after Easter Monday, all the bargain hunting that they're all cleared down in price, you've got loads of them for the kids, you find yourself eating, snacking some of them, or they just sit there. Like for me, I can't have chocolate in the house.
I think we've got to be really honest about it, haven't we? Like, if it's an issue, don't try and think that it's okay, because it's not. You can't buy the Easter egg. You can't have half of it, because it's not going to end like that. You're going to eat the full blinking thing and you're going to feel rubbish.
Terrible.
Like, I remember I had a gorgeous member called Rachel. Hope you're listening, gorgeous girl. And she used to freeze it in 25 gram amounts, so she knew the sins and everything. But she had the dedication to be able to do that. For me, if something's reduced, doesn't mean I'm going to buy it, because I've still got to spend £4.95 to get weighed in group, and I'm going to gain weight if I eat that egg, because I'm not going to have it within my sins. So for me, I'm all about triggers. If an Easter egg is a trigger, sometimes you've got to bite the bullet and go, it sucks, but I can't have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry if that sounds harsh, but sometimes it's the way.
Life is a choice, isn't it?
I like that.
Hey, a couple of people are joining us now. Madeline, give us a wave if you are. Add Mads here as well.
Can I just say, I've just seen a comment about reintroducing carbs after SP, right? I'm just going to blow this out the water, right? I lost 4.5 stone in 8.5 months, and all I ate was carbs. I did it on what was called green days. Potatoes, pasta, rice, all that type of stuff. Please don't ever worry about rice, pasta, potatoes. They are your absolute friends. What happens to a lot of people, though, is that they don't control their portion effectively with the speed food. So they find when they're eating carbs that their weight loss is slower, but it's more about how they construct their meal than anything to do with the carbs. So really, really think about, am I getting my balance of speed food in this? Is 1/3 of every meal made up of speed food wherever I can? Because if you are, that's when you'll get the consistent weight loss.
I love it when you go into one of those rants. Oh. I feel like I'm getting free one-to-one consultant advice.
I just feel passion. Listen, you should see what I'm like when Phil's not put the bins out properly. I get just passionate.
I want to move away from like the actual food side and talk more into the headspace, right? Because we had a comment from a listener, a DM, a private comment, which says that, I'll read the comment and it kind of makes sense. So, discovered your podcast today, binging my way through. I used to do years ago at university, I'm guessing used to do Slimming World years ago at university, but after lots of weight gain through stressful events in life, my weight is now at an all-time high. I'm really disappointed in myself, as I've been doing a lot of work on body positivity, being confident in my own body, and I do love my body more now, and I do feel attractive in my own skin. However, I recently realised that to continue pursuing my passion of scuba diving, I'm going to have to lose more weight to get more time under the water. I've had a few moments recently of seeing candid shots of myself and thinking, ugh, I need to sort myself out. I have such mixed feelings as I work hard on being positive, but also feel very frustrated and feel like I'm telling myself the unicorn story, acting like I'm a rare unicorn and rules don't apply to me. Other people can lose weight, but I can't. Anyway, I'm sorry for rambling.
Oh,
and the thing is that, you know, I think that we have so... Oh, and actually, they just happened to be listening to us from the Middle East in Kuwait.
Oh, my goodness.
How to threat scuba diving Kuwait. But the thing is that joins us together here, and I'm not going to say your name because this feels like it's quite a private message. We all have these things of, I'm not good enough, I can't do this.
I'm just looking at myself in a stripy jumper on camera and feeling very much the same, sweetheart. I really, really am feeling quite uncomfortable, if I'm honest, right now. So I totally get that.
I have never, ever reached Target as a Slimming World member. And the thing that I'm starting to kind of uncover as I go through that uncomfortableness is I have a huge fear of success. And we talk about this for and against list. And a big thing for me and my against is... but what if I, you know, what will I lose as a result of becoming Target? Will I become really boring and, I don't know, not very exciting? I don't want to give up food. I don't want to give up these treats. So I'm constantly having this argument in my own head. And I think that a lot of people are, and it's difficult when you do it, you're an online member as well, because you don't get that supporting group. And sometimes all you need to know is you're not mad and other people feel the same.
100%. And actually, do you know what? You will come through this, darling. And the fact that you're embarking on something so amazing as like scuba diving and food optimizing when you're in places like the Middle East and you can't
it's
hot and you can't get all the information you need and everything. I think you're brilliant. So big shout out. You know who you are.
Hi, Tamigo. Hi to Laura. Kate losing weight is also on board as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Let's have a look at more of your reviews. So one of the things that we really need your help with, Apple Podcasts, if you do subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, or just subscribe if you haven't already, you can also, if you scroll down underneath the list of episodes, you can rate and you can review us. And it would be really helpful if you could do that. So we're going to give some special shout outs to people who have dropped us a review. And I love end up seeing your name, actually. Henga Becker. this is what they said. They put a perfect midweek boost. Anna and Claire are real, honest and fun. They dispense little nuggets of freedom of wisdom every week.
Or freedom.
But it never feels like a lecture. They obviously have a blast making the podcast, which is why you get to see us doing this, right? It's like friends dropping in for a chat, but it also keeps me on track in between group sessions and gives me encouragement, new perspectives and helpful geeky facts. I recommend it for everyone who's following a Slimmer World plan, especially if you can't get to group. It makes you feel like you're in a special worldwide group on the airwaves.
Oh,
that's perfect.
Love that.
Everyone needs a good hat. I like that. Finding podcasts are really helping to keep them on plan. This is HFLF. It's not always easy to ask for help when you need it, but these help. Impressed that I listened to you both talk about and say the word chocolate several times without thinking I should go get some.
Oh, good call. That is blinking hard, love. Why did I go like all deep and dark then?
I don't know. And Stapley23, who we must say eternal thanks to.
Oh, we love you. And we've never even blinking met you.
Sussex Mafia. Thank you for leaving us a review and your ongoing support. We feel like we know you just in the last 3 months. We've never met you, but we feel like we're connecting to you as part of our kind of original community. And she always looks forward to our podcast. So thank you for those reviews. So let's have a look.
Look at that breakfast burrito there.
It does look good, doesn't it? Let me just find, there's a comment here. Nell's mom SW has started listening to us. Oh, Helen in Cardiff had never listened to a podcast before, and then she listened to us and she's converted and hooked, and she left us a review.
So, thank you.
SW for life, excellent.
Can I ask you a question, right? I know we're doing a podcast, but why is it called a podcast?
I think that's going a bit deep. Back in 2004.
Is there a reason, though? Because it doesn't equate to anything for me.
Well, I suppose it's
this in another day.
It's casting, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Oh, like casting, you mean?
Broadcasting.
Right.
I really should know that. My day job is making podcasts for people.
Yeah.
I should probably have a standard definition. But
I just was interested because I couldn't figure out if it was... Yeah, anyway, sorry.
It's not about Slimming World, what is it?
Right, okay. So, Sin-Free LPSW, loving the podcast. Idea for a new one is tweaks, like cooked fruit, baked chickpeas. Are they sinned? Baked lasagna to crisps, oat waffles. So confusing to know if things are tweaks or not.
Oh... Do we want to talk about this, really?
So chickpeas are interesting because sometimes I do just throw them into an oven tray, bit of salt and pepper, paprika, roast them.
Shall we chat this through seriously? Shall I put my Slimming World hat on? And explain to you. So basically, free food, we know you're going to lose weight with normally when it's in its whole form, because you chew it, your brain engages that you are being satisfied by it, and you get all the filling power of it. So if we look at taking thing out of its natural context, like if you ate a full tin of chickpeas and a curry, that's going to be part of a meal. You're going to be filled up by all the energy it contains. If you're going to roast the chickpeas down and have them like a snack as a nut, you're not going to get the satisfaction that you would from them, from the energy they contain. Does that make sense how I'm saying it? So basically, this is about knowing that you could overconsume something. So with like lasagna being made into crisps.
Lasagna.
My groups always laugh at me. I'm from London and we say lasagna.
No.
Yeah. Mum, you're proud. Privately educated girl, I say lasagna. Basically, we've had people, and I was one of them, eating 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 lasagna sheets in a week.
Because, what?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
100 and...
No, like 100 lasagna sheets in a week. So we used to boil them down, cut them into like tortilla shapes, and then bake them in the oven rather than have a packet of crisps because they were a free food. You know, we would make things out of free food, like smash mince pies. So this is that was wrong, trust me, I made them.
But, it's very 1990s.
Yeah, but it was about taking free food out of its normal premise, out of its normal ability to be filled up by it. So this is just to protect your weight loss. Listen, if you want to do it and you're losing weight, that's one thing, but I would always recommend, as a slimmer, it's the first thing you look at. What am I doing with the food? You were saying about oat waffles. That's fine though if you're using your healthy extra, because we know that's a really contained amount and still has the fibrous kind of good in it. But you know, tweaking things and making smash pizza, couscous cake, we used to do that back in the day, it's just not going to get you the continued weight loss you want.
Just a shout, if you're joining us on Insta and you've never listened to our podcast before, we do lots of different things, including we've been out and about recently. I did one where I was walking along the Peak District, and I called it Not All Who Wander Are Lost.
She took me dogging.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And actually, Dina sent us a message saying that she really enjoyed those episodes when we were out and about, and she appreciated that we were freezing, but just wanted to say it was a really good motivator.
Oh, God bless you.
So one of the things that you keep saying is that you want our podcast to be longer. Well, so far this one's 47 minutes long.
Jesus.
So we're still going through. Let me have a look. So Charlene sent us this message. So she's been telling her colleagues to go and listen to us, which I love. Oh, funny enough, I've got to say hello to my mom. My mom's been getting all of her friends to listen.
Ah, hi, Mama Bear.
Can be dangerous, right, when your mom listens, because then she likes to quote back some of the things that I say to me.
My mum said to me, I didn't realise you were funny. Thanks, Mum. Cheers. My brother's just dying of embarrassment, and Phil won't even listen to me. He will when I make my millions. He will.
Okay, so Charlene says, I'm hoping you may be able to help me. I'm in desperate need. I've been overweight for some years now. However, I really need to make a change for health reasons. I've dabbled with SW previously, although I never seem to have great losses. And despite following the plan, sticking to SINs, completing food diaries, I've been told I'm doing all that's needed. I'm wondering if perhaps the plan works better for some more than others. So what's the deal? She's looking for a decent weight loss. This is 4 to 6 stone, so okay. You know, she's got, we're not talking a few pounds. It's
okay. So I would always I think I answered it, didn't I? You have to work food optimizing sometimes. So, you know, some people have a really fast metabolic rate, have the ability to sneeze weight off, okay? And some people have to work a little bit harder. I'm one that has to work harder. I have to really make sure every meal has got every boosting ability. So I would be looking at, how are you using protein? Because protein is a metabolic stimulant. Are you making sure that you're getting a snack of it in? Are you making sure you've got lots in your meals? Are you really working pure protein in? And there are things that are higher in protein than others. Check out our there's one of the Instagram posts which has got the protein in it. Also, we've got a podcast about it.
Oh, yeah.
Also, be really honest with yourself about your speed food. how are you using it? Or are you going, oh, do you know what? I've got a slice of tomato and a cucumber there. It's one third. Put it on the plate first. Really, really look at that structure. If you're not sure if you're getting enough in, take a photograph of the meal, because I think it's very easy when you're writing it down to say, well, I've got four speed foods there. Yeah, but actually you've got a heap of pasta and I don't know, 10 tons of beef, but it's not balancing out. Work in your healthy extras, as Claire has amazingly found out. Some healthy extras have more properties of calcium and fibre, so can give you a real, real boost. Exercise, for me, is something that a lot of people don't think is going to help them. But it's really important you're integrating a level of that, because that could be the trigger for your metabolic rate and it could see your weight loss step up by half a pound a week. So really important thing to get in. Another thing that people don't really often like to admit to, and I had to admit to, is are you food optimizing a full 7 days? Because this plan is not built on the 5-2. This plan is not built on going crazy Saturday to Monday and then trying to claw it back. So are you food optimizing 100% for 7 days? Because that's when you'll get long-term consistent weight loss. If you're not, you can be dipping in and out. And some weeks you can get a pound loss, some weeks you can get 3 pounds, other weeks you'll put 2 pounds on. So be really honest what happens on weigh day, because this is the thing I had to acknowledge. Getting off the scales and thinking I could eat and drink what I wanted wasn't going to get me really good weight losses week in, week out. So I would always say to anyone that feels like their weight loss isn't where they want it to be, there's always something you can do, whether it is looking at your meal structure. Are you getting bored? So a thing I had to change was breakfast, because breakfast was triggering me to be bored and eat lots of rubbish. So if I nailed my breakfast, I had a much, much better day. And again, if it's not happening and you've tried all those things, SAS logs, because there may be something that's far more subconscious that you're doing that is getting in your way.
Interesting.
Can I just say to all those Instagram listeners, do you see how much I use my hands? My members in group like must think, what the is going on? I didn't swear, did I? I nearly swore. Sorry.
Nobody noticed,
didn't they?
No. Your mother's not going to listen now, is she? Hey, to Claire, who sent us a really lovely email. Claire and Wendy are people that we know from Manchester. The thing that Claire was kind of pointing out to us was about catching up in your head. So let's just say that you've had a big weight loss. You've overcome some huge obstacles when it comes to food. But how long does it take for your head to catch up when you've had this weight loss? And yeah, I can absolutely agree with this. This 100%. Is the thing that I am really grappling with at the moment, that now I'm down to, well, a last stone and a half of my weight loss.
I mean, look at this waist that she's come out with. I'm so envious.
Oh, I got a shiny
waist
as well the other week, didn't
you
I?
Did, didn't you?
I got my 4.5 stone award, finally. But it's catching up in my head that I deserve this. This is actually the person, the phrase that I've been journaling around lately is, let go of who you were and become who you are.
Oh, Claire, I love that.
Because it's true. Oh, I really struggle with that. Even last night, on Saturday night, I knew that several different groups of friends were going out. They were getting smashed. They were going out for a meal. And I could have done it. But actually what I knew was I was tired. I needed sleep. I needed a good meal and rest. And so I chose, that's actually going to be the best choice for me. But I felt that kind of pull of who I used to be of, but you got that FOMO, fear of missing out. That person who I used to be, who'd be like, yeah, let's just have all my sins. Let's just like go eat out, treat yourself, deserve it.
Yeah.
I felt that pull instantly. And it was a real kind of uncomfortable feeling of that old me and new me fighting with each other. And I don't know whether, perhaps this is something that over the next few months I'll continue to talk about, but I do wonder whether at some point it just feels easier and I learn to let go of the old me and I just can kind of, on a Saturday night, think, yeah, I would have normally done that, but it's all right.
Yeah, this is the new me. I always used to look back at photos and think, oh my God, I look like that then, or I should have been that then. And the moment I let that go and said, well, I'm carving out a new version of me. Like, since I've had Daisy, my body's changed, my mind's changed. I've really struggled with who I've become as a mummy, as the way I look, as a wife, as a person. And I've just decided I'm creating a new me, a new, glossier, more frazzled version of me. But I'm always about moving forward, not about looking backwards, because you're not going back there. And you need to create a new version of you to be able to enjoy the new life that you've created, not the old one that can't kind of accept it. What I think.
I think it's also a thing of like familiarity, isn't it? Because we're very familiar with those tapes that we play in our own head of, you know, oh, well, you're fat anyway. Other people do that. You don't do that. But this new thing, we haven't quite recorded the tapes and the messages yet, have we?
No.
So everything feels like new and uncomfortable and unknown. And maybe what I'm hoping is that after a few months or a while, you just learn to be, you can breathe, and the tapes become, you're rebuilding your nice newer tapes.
How do you
we're getting some comments from
sorry,
you, thank
how
you.
How do you so this say this lady's name?
Lil Mona.
Do you know what?
Who's that, listening at work.
Hello, darling. That was exactly how I... why am I whispering? That's exactly how I felt, because I don't know if you noticed, I have a bit of gob on legs. And I thought if I was thinner, I'd lose who I was, like that personality would go. Who would I be? And you don't realise how much that holds you back. And it's going, well, actually, I'm still the same person. I'm just, you know, in a slightly different body. But it's good that you kind of acknowledge that.
Yeah, let me just pick up. There's a couple of other comments here to go back a little bit. Umililia, 6 months after 11 stone plus loss, still not used
wow.
to it.
Incredible. 11 stone. Can we just give you a big shout out, yeah. babe? Big up.
What
well
colour
done.
Is the 11 stone certificate?
Oh, now I think that is orange.
The
gold haze.
Yeah, so I've got like my little stickers. And then I have to say that the colours get worse. Like my four stone is the most disgusting lime green.
But they've, so we have...
Four and a half is a pleasant orange.
We have got new stickers. We may have a better...
Oh, is it an old sticker?
We need to get you a new sticker.
Well, the joke was when I got my four stone, I worked really hard to get this four stone. It was, New Year's Eve or something, and I needed to get it. I wanted to get it for the end of 2018. She didn't have a four stone certificate. So do you know what she did? She got an eight stone certificate and chopped it in half.
I thought that was really ingenious.
She's the best consultant ever.
I thought that
ever.
Was really clever.
I thought, I've kept it.
Have you? Good.
I don't even want the real one.
Oh, don't you?
Hang on. So here we go. Positive Amy says, I'm a stone and a half from my target too. Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, look, Amelia's taking notes. Oh. Kirsty M, 2.5 pounds away from a new shiny.
Oh, love a
Come
shiny. Let us know if you get it.
AdMads, you'll do it, Kirsty. Oh, I like the way that you're giving each other support. Molmunch, hey, you've joined us. Annie, Johnny H, always loves hearing the reality of our own experience, psychologically and physically.
Well, 11 stones purple.
Oh, I like it.
I've given one of those out in my time. Amazing. Well done, you. I think that's just remarkable.
Yeah. Hello to Lauren is good, who follows us on Instagram, I know, and you've been connecting with us a lot. Thank you for leaving us an Apple Podcast review as well. Relatable, you called it. You were hooked from the first episode, and you said that we're lovely. And it's like a little group away from group for you. So
oh, I've never been called lovely, so thanks.
Someone called Need Some Money, don't we all? Says yeah. Fabulous. They are an online member. They've sapped up all the fantastic advice and perspectives, just what they needed to grasp the plan. The speed episode was the game changer for them.
So, really? Yeah. Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yep, yeah, right, we've done that one. Hang on a sec. Somebody mentioned us on YouTube, actually.
Oh.
Sarah SW on a Thursday chit chat vlog mentioned us. Hayward told us that.
Oh wow, on a vlog. Oh god, can you imagine us on a vlog?
Yeah, right, so let's have a look now.
Oh, I love this.
Hayley Richardson, who I think you were on our Insta.
Are you
earlier
listening, Hayley?
Driving along, listening to Claire and Anna. It rings true, my weight loss, I judge by my watch strap too. When I got this strap, I was on the first hole. 2 weeks ago, I moved it onto the fourth hole.
Oh, I love a hole move. Well done.
I was saying in a previous episode how I've now reached like the highest one on my watch strap. I might actually soon need to make a new hole.
Or buy a new strap. Can you... No, it's... A strap! I said a... Oh my Jesus.
It's just
Christ.
The way that you talk. You just say it like an absolute...
Do I? Really? Do I, people sex, of Instagram, sexy. Do I sound like a sex-crazed lunatic?
Okay, by the way, one of the things that we do just need to quickly mention, if you are listening on Instagram, we are asking whether you can vote for us in the British Podcast Awards. If you go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote, we have a group of listeners who are trying to get us to win the Listener's Choice category. So if you can do that for just, yeah.
I'm so sorry. You've just seen me gawping. It's because I just read Andrea's comment. Yes, Andrea is my pay lady in one of my groups. I'm not a sex-crazed lunatic.
Now, I think what we're going to have to do, because I can see there's a timer that's come up. Oh. So apparently we can only broadcast Instagram live for an hour. And it's counting us down to be the end of our Instagram. But we will continue reading some of your comments to finish this episode when we've recorded an hour here. So it's incredible. So let's just say, if you are joining us now on this live feed, go to Apple Podcasts right now if you're an iPhone user. If you're an Android, you can find us Google Podcasts. You can find us on Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify. Go find us and subscribe and go binge listen to those back catalogues. And you can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for so many who voted.
Yeah, and it's been so lovely to share our Sunday morning with you. We hope you enjoy what we do because we love doing it. We have a right old giggle. And we hope that it keeps you motivated because losing weight's blinking tough, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you've enjoyed this, then it might be that we'll be able to attempt to do one of these listen, watch live thingies in the future. So I think it's going to give us, what do you want to say? We've got 10 seconds.
Good eye. Bye-bye.
10 seconds. She could say anything motivational.
You can do it. There's a thin person within you waiting to come out.
Goodbye. Everybody else has left us on the Instagram right now. Okay, looking through some of your comments. Okay, we've got Ali, who's listening to us in Inverness, possibly our most northern listener. Who have we got?
Can we just say a big shout out to lovely Sinead, who is in the Outer Hebrides, is it? No, you're not, are you? But you're close to, well, not close to Inverness, but you are have done so brilliantly. And I know you're not getting to Greek right now, but big up, babe. You can keep the faith.
Absolutely. David has been listening to us, one of our male listeners. We like you. Faye has asked us to look about using the scales in between weighings and the effects of this. Oh, man, you've talked about this, haven't you?
Yes. Don't weigh at Absolutely. Home, basically. Don't destroy yourself.
How many times did you weigh once?
17 times a day. The lounge, left-hand corner. I'm the lightest.
Jeez.
I know. I'd have a wee, and then I'd weigh. I'd do a number two and weigh. I'd have a biscuit, I'd weigh. I'd have an apple, I'd weigh. Oh, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah, don't do it. It destroys your soul.
Well, then you might want to listen to the episode about ignore the numbers. Mm. That might help you as well. Amy has sent us a lovely picture of her Monday morning. She'd listened to the podcast and she'd gone and made her, is it a tea? I think Monday nights have to all be about comfort food. And she's taken a picture of her tea. Ooh. It looks like a romantic dinner for one.
Love
it. There's even a flower as well at the table.
Bless you.
Love it. Thank you for sharing that. Rona has been binge listening to our episode. She loves our chemistry.
Oh, I hate her, really.
She says she's been listening to a lot of non-diet podcasts, but they grate on her. As they're based on the premise that it's not acceptable to have a desire to lose weight. Interesting. Let's have a look. Hayley, who we've mentioned, who says that these podcasts are getting her back in the game.
That looks nice.
Paul. So Paul dropped us an email. You can do the same, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. One of the few men doing group at my class. Started in January, not this January, but the year before. And lost 4 stone, get this, right, in time to give his daughter away in August.
I love that.
However, there's a but for him. September to December, he put 2 stone back on. I don't really like staying to group as it is all women. Do you have any tips to avoid this yo-yoing? Oh. I have my other daughter marrying this September, so need to get back to it. What's your top 3 recipe ideas? Just found peas pudding, corned beef pie, incredible. These peas pudding is very much like pastry. Any snack tips? So, first of all, congratulations on losing 4 stone and you clearly are someone who is goal-driven.
Yeah.
When you've got that date in mind, then you get your focus on. But I wonder whether it's about when the real life kicks in, how do you make this a lifestyle change?
Yeah, exactly. Because when you slim for something, you slim with that in mind. Yep. And you don't... Sorry, Claire's beating me up as we talk. And you don't always get the consistency in because you don't make the switch to a lifestyle, so you're waiting for it to end. Do you know what I'd say to you around group? A couple of tips that might help. I don't know where you are, but have you found a group with a male consultant? Because that might help you to feel more at home. Also, like, I run 6 sessions, so I have quite a few men that join, and they'll always say, where are the men? Where can I join a group? Because I seem to have a cluster of men in like my 7 o'clock and my 12 o'clock and one on a Saturday morning. So I'll always say, look, there are more boys here. So you might want to gravitate towards that. So please know we're really trying to work hard on that. And we really want you to feel included in group as much as you possibly want to. So it might be just about finding a slightly different group or chatting to your consultant about it, because he or she won't want you to be feeling like that. Because I think you really need your group support more than anything at the moment.
What's interesting about Slimming World, and I say this as a non-consultant, as a member who has done online and has been part of 5 different Slimming World groups, and also whenever I've travelled and worked around the country, I have dipped in as a visitor to other groups. Mm. You've got to find the consultant who gets you and works with you. And, you know, the reason that has kept me on track for the last 15 months is because, like, Anna gets me. Mm. And not saying that other consultants didn't, but it just works. And the flexibility, the fact that you have a number of groups means I can go and get you, but at different times that fits me. And when you do find that kind of the timing and the right person, even if it means travelling a little bit further, I do think it makes such a big difference.
I think though also what you've found, and the thing as a consultant that I'm looking for, is that you feel the group's there for you, because it's about the group structure and the group facilitating you. And it may be just about giving it another shot, Paul, and seeing how you feel with them. Recipe ideas. Oh, there's so many, Paul. And we're talking about maybe looking at this and covering recipe ideas because it's such a big thing to look at. Snack tips. I like pasta. I like to have pasta salad to snack on. I like leftover noodles, all that type of stuff. Claire, you're a big snacker on protein, aren't you?
What I'm trying to do is get better at snacking on things like apples and little oranges. So yeah. I've got a car now, and instead of like going to the service station and buying a quick chocolate bar and breathing it in and not knowing and then discovering the wrapper 2 weeks later, I am instead keeping, always got apples and little clementines in the side between my 2 seats in the front of my car. So when I'm in traffic, it's very easy for me to just grab an apple and eat it.
I used to do that with grapes. Good call.
Yeah, it's just another way for me to get speed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just find a couple of the comments, because like I say, we've got so many. We've got some weddings here as well. Emma, she's got under 6 months to her wedding.
How exciting. You can do this. You can. I'm excited for your wedding day. It was the best. I had 2 weddings to the same man, but it was the best day of my life. Really was. Best days.
So we like getting your pictures as well. You can tag us into your pictures on Insta.
Shout out to Jodie.
Yeah. So on a day that could have gone horribly wrong, she listened to the podcast for some hints and tips. It made her get back on it. And then this morning she allocated 5 sins and she sent us a picture of her meals. And they look badass.
Don't they?
They do look fantastic. So hungry. Right. Guacamole is good, who sent us a number of messages. Don't like milk. I use my A choice for cheese. And if I do have milk, it's usually watered down or it's in something. You know what? That's fine. I mean, we did an episode the other week on calcium, didn't we?
Yes.
And however you want to use it, but it's worth having a look to see which healthy extras have more calcium in. Yeah. Because what we discovered is that calcium is really good for weight loss. Shout out to Solly Warren, who's also left us an Apple Podcast review as well. Feels like she's got a consultant with her all the times. And this has stopped her saying it and face planting a cake on many occasions.
Oh,
yeah, we need some of that. I think Shez also had said it feels like she's in the car listening to two friends talking about Slimming World and feels like that she's with us. So love that. We've mentioned Andrew, Slimming RHP. Thank you for giving us a shout out, tagging us to all of your viewers, and said that the chihuahua step mentality is so working.
So
do you want to explain the chihuahua step?
So rather than thinking, you know, I've got to lose 3 stone in 4 seconds, it's about saying actually one step at a time, a little step, is going to give you far more benefit in the long run because you're making great, great habit changes. And to be a bit patient.
Philip sent us an email about
saucy,
which caught our attention.
Oh my God, did you see? I just sat up bolt straight, didn't I?
Saucy. It was I mentioned about how I was a sucker for condiments, throwing away sins that I wasn't recording. And he was talking about some of the sources who were lower sin versions being a saver for him.
We were talking about these in group yesterday.
And how you just got to look out for the lower sin ones. They're in the weight loss planner as well. And apparently he was saying there's some deals on at popular supermarkets.
Markets, yes.
Bargain. So thank you for your message, Philip. Let's have a look. Question for us from Rasheen Diary. I've heard a lot about getting to target, but how do you maintain? Well, I think this may be a perfect opportunity for us to finish this episode.
Yeah, and move on to the next.
Because we're about to record next Monday's episode, the moment we hit stop. And guess what it's all about?
It's about maintaining.
Yeah, it's about maintaining, staying the same. So we'll leave it there and continue to send your comments because, man, we're loving this. And I think I did the other day with the Instagram. Do make sure that you kind of go find us there. I went for a walk on my lunch break and I did a live just to see who was out there. What are you doing? And I loved it because so many of you were telling me what you were having for dinner there and then. Some of you were going to weigh that night. Had weighed in the morning. Some people had said they just weighed and they put on a massive gain and they were feeling disheartened. So not only was I there talking to you, but the other people who are part of the live Insta were talking to you as well.
Oh, it's like a big cuddle, isn't it, when you need it?
It was. So
love that.
Yeah, we'll do more of that. So go find us there and tell a friend to go listen because this is a podcast that... It is about Slimming World, and that's why we call it that. But it's also about the bigger things in life, about weight loss. You know, the things that we all struggle with. So even if you know someone who's not necessarily on the Slimming World plan, but you think this might give them a little bit of boost just to make them not feel like they're alone, then just tell a friend.
Yeah, share the love.
Absolutely. Have a cracking week. Next Monday, we'll be back with one about staying the same and maintaining, and keep sending your suggestions too.